Who shot John Kennedy? And who cares? This is Mimnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. The funny thing about the hoopla over Oliver Stone's creative myth-making on the Kennedy assassination, the movie JFK, is that the people who most resist his conspiracy theory are the very liberals who so revered Kennedy in the first place. As Stone falsely tries to make Kennedy out to be anti-establishment, liberals leak up to say, "We are not anti-establishment," and they're not, and neither was Kennedy. On the simple facts of the assassination, Stone offers circumstantial evidence that more than one person shot the president, and that Lee Harvey Oswald was part of something bigger, which is fine. Hardly anyone really thinks Oswald did it alone. Stone reveals himself when he offers a theory of who was behind it and why. He says the conspiracy included the FBI, the CIA, the military-industrial complex, Vice President Johnson, and so on. Stone's hero, New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison, says Kennedy was killed because he threatened to bring peace to the earth and reunite humanity in harmony, in the process abolishing the CIA and cutting off General Dynamics' lifeline. This is the part that gets the liberals. The movie indicts such liberal heroes as Lyndon Johnson and Chief Justice Earl Warren, but worse, it indicts the system. If there's one thing liberals love, it's the American system, especially the injustice system and the electoral process. To them, the possibility of a coup and cover-up in the USA is unbearable. Stone's worship of Kennedy is revolting. Go out and find some evidence that anything Kennedy did helped America's victims, and find a lasting difference, not a cosmetic alteration, and then you can worship Kennedy. You can't. That's Stone's worst feature. But there is no reason to think that his opponents in the government wouldn't have killed him. They very well might have. It's not as if the very same people Stone charges didn't kill plenty of other people for their own political and economic gain. That's what makes America go round. But for Stone, it's an aberration. The system has to be saved, cleansed, restored to the pristine condition it was in back then. Spare us. Stone's radical liberalism is worse than his detractors. Stone has said in interviews that he welcomes the charge, that he is adolescent in his approach, that he has a youthful suspicion of the establishment and the so-called older generation. But he loses track of what generation he is talking about. The very same MTV generation that will be convinced by the cinematic tricks of the movie are also totally unmoved by the story of a massive government conspiracy to off the president. What is astounding to a pathetic baby boomer liberal is more run-of-the-mill corruption to today's young people, whose only memory of U.S. government is Nixon, Iran-Contra and Ollie North, Noriega, trillion-dollar bank fraud, and on and on. We are not fazed. The deliberate self-interest of the government and its officials is completely taken for granted. People who love America think that's cool. People who know to hate America know that's the way it's always been, and a lot of people think it's not worth getting into. The young audience that never heard of the Warren Commission, the audience the liberals are so worried about protecting from Stone's movie, will most likely believe it, which brilliantly conceals the difference between real footage and fabrication in an MTV mix. But they also won't care. And why should they? Those who choose to really take on the system know they have too much work to do to bother investigating the details of another grisly case of imperialist on imperialist violence. There's too much at stake for trifles. For a footnoted transcript of this report or more information, write to Mimnotes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106.